Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Benjamin Watson, start of the year on suspension. Cut, sign, brought back. N'Keal Harry, first round pick on injury reserve, recently brought back. Mohamed Sanu, Cincinnati Bengal, longtime Atlanta Falcon, traded to the Patriots in the last couple weeks. I think those three players, the more time they have with Tom Brady, I think the passing offense still has a chance to improve. So maybe it's after 25 years, I still can't look up. But in all seriousness, I think those three players can impact the Patriot passing offense between now and the end of the year.
Mike Tannenbaum from ESPN, and I like Mike. I think he's really good on the air. I totally disagree. I think going forward, you're going to end up with more of Julian Edelman, more of James White, and maybe if Mohamed Sanu's issue is a physical one, more of Mohamed Sanu. Those other guys, forget about. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You're 12 weeks into it.
Well, you need it to happen.
N'Keal Harry. I'm sorry, N'Keal.
Well, then you're done.
You're done with N'Keal Harry.
Well, that's
Ben
it,
Watson
Lou.
Is limited.
No, you're not good enough.
Right.
Well, that's it. I mean, I feel like, and I said this a while ago, this offense is terrible. They're not getting any better. And if you're waiting for their identity to be revealed to you, that's it. They suck. They're not good. They have a crappy offense. And that's okay, because there's a lot of things that you can point to for reasons or excuses if you want. They're not a good offense. They're not going to get any better. Like, suddenly, with 4 weeks left, you're just going to become this powerhouse offensive unit where you're just, you know, finishing drives. And that's one of my biggest issues. So the opening drive, okay, they go down and there was a first and goal at the 8. They can't finish. This is one of their biggest problems. And why? It's because it's so much easier to cover guys. You're going to Edelman's not a red zone threat.
No space.
Right. Who's your other? No play action.
No one
believes you can
do.
Run it anyway.
Should. If N'Keal Harry was up to speed, you should be able to throw the fade route.
He's
or
a liability.
What you threw last week.
No, you got to take the good with the bad. The bad, N'Keal Harry, hopefully learning what a slant is like in the NFL.
Too
and hopefully late. Being better at it. If you have, a coach, wide receiver coach, if, you know, Tom Brady sits down, looks at the film and says, listen, this is what you got to do. Can we work on that this week? Because you got to take the good with the bad. The good is the week before. The back shoulder catch by N'Keal
Followed
Harry.
Followed by what?
No. The back shoulder catch by N'Keal Harry. Because
True.
Right now, give me another red zone threat that can make that catch.
You don't have one.
There you go. So you only got one
Ben
guy
Watson.
That can. So you know what? You got to take the good with the bad. If you're going to just sit there and say we're going to rely on Edelman and James White, and by the way, White didn't get involved until that game was over, you know, then you're done. So that's a short-term mindset. We got to do what it takes to win this game. I'm going to stick with Edelman and White late because we're already getting smoked. Rather than sitting there saying, I got to take the good with the bad when it comes to N'Keal Harry or Sanu or Dorsett or Jacoby Myers. You can't be just sitting. This isn't – if you're telling me that this is what it is, then they might lose in the first round.
I will say
they
that –
They can't score points.
Brady is forced to be risk averse. Like, he cannot take these calculated,
risks. We've been saying this for
weeks. He can't do it. Because, and I would think that's true power. That's strength in my book. So when I talk about the year that he's having, because most quarterbacks say, screw it, I got to get mine. Screw it, they need me. Screw it, I got to be a gunslinger. Eventually, something's going to catch. Someone's going to catch the ball. You know, that's just hoping for luck. That's just hoping guys end up just falling in the right position.
In the red zone. Isn't that risk in the red zone?
No, I think that is.
He trusted him, and he made a great catch. So, I mean, there you go.
I do think there needs to be, at some point in time, you need to let him fail. But the alternative is what happened yesterday,
interception. You're going to lose games.
It's like he hasn't built up enough goodwill equity, in my book, to force that issue. Guy, you know, if he made three good plays, I'd give him a chance in a crazy circumstance.
All right, so you're down 21-3.
He's off the books. He's off the grid.
And he's not in the field. You're down 21-3. Oh, you can't risk
count on them.
Oh, you can't risk losing 35-3. I mean, you're getting freaking
smoked. Came back with
you came back with two guys.
Back with two guys.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, at that point, honestly, down 21-3, take Edelman and White out. And just say, listen, figure it out. We're going to lose this.
Yeah,
this football
game. That's going to be against Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. You
and
might
lose
try
a game that.
That
you should.
You might
should win.
I hope not.
Come on, guys. You're
still down 21-3.
It's Julian Edelman and then everybody else. And right now, teams can take Edelman out of
all right,
the game.
So you admit
12
done.
Targets, 6 receptions. No, I'm not
well,
what saying
is
they're
done.
Done.
What have you done? What done
they're
going
to lose no. in the first round or second round of the playoffs? Because you know you can't win with just Julian Edelman. If that's the reality, then you're done.
They got to come up with something else. They came
up with something else.
Well, I laugh because people.
You're telling me they're done with Harry. They're done with Dorsett.
Okay, I'm already hearing people say this now. Lou. So they're saying for the first time in years, the Patriots are faced with a real problem late in the season where this is much different. No, they're not.
Oh,
they were faced
different.
With it last year. They were faced with it last year.
They had a very good running game.
That's right. They figured it out.
All right. Did they have a running game?
No.
Okay, good. Did they have tight ends?
No, they're going to have to figure this out.
Which might be the most underrated issue on this entire team.
But that's what they're doing right now.
Because it affects everything.
But that's what they're doing. What they're doing right now is they're trying to figure out with the personnel they have, what can we do? Okay, they did that last year, and it worked. They were 9-5 at the time. They figured it out. So I'm not saying it's going to happen, Lou, because there's not much there. And the offense, they may have to totally rely on the defense just shutting teams down or scoring.
The defense is good. It's not great. It's never been historic.
Hey, let's get to
only
the phone
because they played horrible.
But I am happy that you're finally enlightened because I had this I had the same conversation with you last week, and Lou was right. You were saying just the opposite.
Opposite of what?
About Brady. That Brady can't afford to throw the ball to these guys because the risk factor is gigantic.
Well,
he can't afford to turn the ball over.
But guys who have earned guys that have earned extra opportunities, Jacoby Meyer, he's earned it. He's reliable. He catches everything. He's slow, but he catches it. Mohamed Sanu, I mean, he's a vet, so
but Jacoby Meyer's had a communication problem yesterday with Brady.
But that's fine. He's a rookie. He's going to have them, but those problems, no.
Oh.
Those for him are few and far between in my book. He'll make 5 great plays and 1 crappy play. I expect that.
But that's
the cost of doing business with a rookie.
And he can't get separation, so Brady has to make a perfect pass to get to him.
But he's their third option. It's all
right. Right.
But sometimes he doesn't make a perfect pass, and he comes up with the ball.
Right.
So when you get no opportunity to make a great play after a bad slant, you think N'Keal Harry's going to be better this week?
Well, I think they'll.
I'm sure he's having a good time now. His quarterback hates him.
I'm not depending
no,
on him.
No, he said
at all.
He's openly. He likes him.
He hates him. Please.
He's saying that. And I've heard people sit there and say, well, Brady said he liked him. What is Brady going to say? I hate the guy.
Can you imagine if Brady was just a real. If he was a jerk.
Aaron Rodgers. If you were Aaron Rodgers.
If he was Aaron Rodgers.
National media would love him.
Are you kidding me? Who's the guy that used to be at Chicago? Who's that guy?
Who did Aaron Rodgers blame like 3
Jay
weeks
Cutler.
Ago?
Jay Cutler. Imagine if he was Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Jay Cutler? Well, Jay Cutler's never as good as Brady, but still. Go ahead, take the
never
call.
Never as good. Are you kidding me? Not even the same league. Here's Jim in a car. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, Jim.
I'm glad you guys came back to this topic because that's why I called. I heard the earlier divide between Christian and Lou, top 5 seasons versus bringing along the young guys, and I think you both have a point. I think it does take a great quarterback to hold this offense together, and with a mediocre quarterback, they'd be 6-6 at best.
Oh, Jesus.
But I also think I think Lou's point is more powerful. Brady,
very powerful.
The older he gets, has a responsibility to bring these young guys along, and if we were talking about a quarterback we didn't like as much, and they were caught on camera saying, I'm done with their receiver, we wouldn't like it. We don't want Brady turning into Kobe Bryant in his old age.
Oh, stop it. I mean, come on.
He's not there yet.
They're 12 games into the season, Jim. A quarterback is going to get frustrated, and it's his job. That's leadership, what he was doing. I don't buy this that he was bitching. That was leadership. That's basically saying if you don't get on the same page, if you're not going to do what we worked all week on doing, then I'm sorry. We got to move on. I don't have a problem with that. It's all about winning.
Move on. This isn't like you can't just move on from guys. These are the guys.
At that portion of the game, I'm not throwing to them.
Well, you got to figure it out.
Oh, please. You're going to experiment in the middle of a game in Houston that you need to win.
When you're down 21-3? Yeah, you do.
No,
21-3. Because you know what? If not, you walk into the Kansas City game with the exact same problem. Bunch of guys running around not knowing where to go. That's it. It's
no,
like
when you're down, you go to Edelman, you go to White, you go to the main stage.
Yeah, what is that? What good
you,
is that?
Well, you got. What are you talking about?
What
they
good is that?
They scored with those guys.
Oh, great. You
did
lost by less. Awesome. Woohoo! Only because they sat back
in zone. So,
wait
a minute. So, you're saying when they were down 21-3, they should have thrown the towel in and basically said, the rest of the game is just practice.
Yeah.
We'll see. Oh, that's stupid. That's
no,
just dumb.
It's not. It's vision and it's looking forward to the next
dumb.
Game.
That makes
no trying
sense.
Trying to get better.
0 cents.
0 cents. Hey, let's try to lose by 6 instead of 25.
What difference does it make? What are we looking for? Style points?
No, you're looking to get better.
To game.
You're looking to get better, and
okay.
You're not getting right. better by going to Edelman every
right.
single
no,
freaking
use
pass.
Use the Cincinnati game after you get up by 2 or 3 touchdowns. Erickson Winthrop next up here on EEI. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
I think Brady needs to stop demanding that all the young kids, and Sanu for that matter, be on the same kind of level as Edelman. They're not going to have that same kind of communication with him by the end of the year.
So let me ask you this, Eric. Okay, let me ask you this. So when he gives a signal, because we know what Brady does, Brady is so good at reading the defense, figuring out what he can do in the way that he's getting a pre-snap read, correct? And so what he does is he directs his guys, I'm going to audible, we're changing up. And if he gives them a simple signal, I'm going to shoot a little gun. And that's going to be a double move for you. And then the receiver doesn't do the double move. What is Brady supposed to dumb down to? What is he supposed
if
to sit there? Was
he
supposed to yell at the receiver and go, double
and
move?
It, then he has to just give them something before the snap. And
stop it. Why is
Edelman's
everybody,
only
why is everybody being so protective of the kids? The kids have to come up to Brady's speed.
There's only really one kid.
One kid.
Yeah, they can do that in the offseason.
Oh my God! It's unbelievable. This is the National Football League, and we're sitting there going in kindergarten. Let's be nice to the kids that are a little bit slower than the other kids. What are we talking about here?
I'd rather see Brady sitting down with Dorsett saying, "Hey, you see this gun symbol? That means double move." Rather than going to Josh and saying, "I'm done with him."
Yeah, but you don't think he's done that numerous times?
Maybe
with Dorsett?
He needs to do it a few more times.
Does Brady seem like the type of guy that the first time out of the box a guy screws up, he's going to sit there and embarrass him and never go to him again? How many times has he tried? We're 12 games into the season, guys.
Yeah.
12 games! Brady has tried!
So he has,
how many times has he talked about the young player?
This is by far, then, the stupidest group of wide receivers in the NFL.
Maybe.
Just and is football dumb?
I don't know.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Is that where we're at?
Possibly.
I don't know.
Is that where you're going to go to take all the blame off of Brady? Is that where we're going to go? The dumbest wide receivers in the NFL?
Luke, we're not talking about, in this case, and Christian can speak better than I can about this, when you're sitting there and telling the guy by using a symbol of what we're doing. When I go like this and I push my finger forward, go! Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay, but there
make
is,
a move and
but it,
go!
Maybe you missed it.
But it is a cumulative effect when you look at this. Okay, so we're killing the receivers. Okay, now move on to the next phase. Not next phase, the next area. Offensive line, running game, tight end. Should we blame Ben Watson and Matt Lacoste?
No.
Ben for being old and slow?
They are
and
what
Matt
they
for
are.
Just
it's like
being,
blaming Newhouse.
No.
It's like, yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, they are who they are. Matt Lacoste is not involved in the passing game. Ben Watson is not involved in the passing
so
game.
So why are we blaming Brady then?
No. So then my point is that you're it's not just
the team.
It's so many different things. It's so many different aspects of the offense as a whole.
I agree.
You can sit there and go, running backs, injuries. Off. You lost another guy, Ted Karras. Who knows when he's going to be back? So think about what they've been through and what they're still accomplished.
I would split it up between Brady, dumb wide receivers, and Bill thinking that this could work.
Are you talking about just the roster?
It's deeper than that. You want to go back?
Let's go way back.
You can blame Bill.
You should have never got rid of Demaryius Thomas.
Right.
I would even say, based on what I'm seeing, you should have kept N'Keal Harry on IR and kept Josh Gordon.
You should have kept Antonio Brown.
I'm just saying.
That's something that you can cook with.
Well, we had this argument last week, and you guys ripped me for it, but no, the last 2 years, I mean, this is the plan. This is Bill goes into the season last year with we're sitting there going, you lost all those weapons, and then you end up trading for Josh Gordon, who nobody can rely on, not even himself, to stay on the football field. And then what do you do in the offseason? You do the exact same thing. You don't even replace Rob Gronkowski with NFL tight ends. I mean, this wide receiving core right now as it stands is basically Sanu for Demaryius Thomas. This was the plan. You weren't relying on the NFL to reinstate Josh Gordon. You didn't know that the Oakland Raiders were going to release Antonio Brown basically before the season started to even have an opportunity to sign him. This was it.
So can I
this
tell you?
This was your plan.
So this is a more legitimate argument that you have right now about blaming it on Bill Belichick and the person we like ripping you. So, but it's a better argument than trying to say that Brady is a big part of the problem.
Well,
I don't think he is.
He's the quarterback of the team. Take all the blame away from him is ridiculous.
Taking it all. I'm not pulling a Wiggy here, but I don't believe that he is a majority of the problem. I think his receivers are right now. I think they've got to come up to his speed. This is, the stuff we're talking about, Lou, yesterday, not complicated. It's not complicated. You're giving visual signals, and they're not picking it up. They're doing just the opposite. And then people say, he's throwing into an area where there's nobody there. Yeah, because Dorsett went to the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. That's not Tom Brady's fault. It's a timing route. He's throwing it to that area.
No responsibility at all. Expecting the receiver to be there. No responsibility to get the guys on the same page. Again, do they have a wide receiver coach?
Yes, they do.
What does he do?
Joe.
What the hell does he do for a living? Does he work with Slater and special teams?
He realizes that. You know, it's almost like, you know, you have one kid that's more talented than the other, going to give that person more of your attention.
Take me through it.
So we're going to work with Slater.
What does this wide receiver meeting look like today? Like, what? The coach sits down, or is he too busy with the special teams to make sure they block punts and not work with these wide? What does that look like? Hey, let's go over this again.
They will. They'll go over some of the mistakes that they made.
I mean, is there any improvement at all?
Sure,
because to me, that's bad coaching.
I don't know.
You don't see any improvement whatsoever. It's going backwards.
12 weeks in, and I don't see it. If you can't get the ball to Julian Edelman, you're screwed. All right, you may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. All you have to do is go to findmassmoney.com, plug in your name, your hometown, find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, it's fast, it's easy, it's free. That's findmassmoney.com. Bill Belichick coming up at 5:30 today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brady didn't get blitzed last night. He didn't face pressure. And by the way, he's been bad against the blitz. He had all the time in the world to throw last night.
Did we bring up the blitz in that argument? Did any of us bring up the blitz?
The point is, when they blitz him, he hasn't been good. He hasn't been good under pressure. Normally, he slices and dices you, right?
Guys get open.
But he didn't have pressure last night. He wasn't making good decisions. Wasn't making good throws.
You didn't see guys. You saw guys. Oh, let me ask you a question, and I'll leave it to you. You're trying to tell me last night, watching against the Houston Texans, you saw guys open and Brady not get them the football?
There were a couple throws that I thought he just missed guys. Yeah.
So full of it. That's Max Kellerman. He's so full of it. But it gets better. It gets better. Listen, listen to this. Listen to his guarantee.
They have a perfect solution, by the way, for the experiment, right? There is a team out there on paper every year, looks talented, but they can't get anything done. And a quarterback who puts up big numbers, but can't get over the hump. And if you want to know whether it's coach or quarterback, why doesn't Philip Rivers sign in New England and Tom Brady sign in San Diego and see who has more
success? I'll make that trade right now.
You, Philip Rivers would have more success with Belichick.
I don't think so. I mean, just stupidity.
Well, that's dumb.
I mean, just pure stupidity. Has he watched Philip Rivers this year? Did he watch Philip Rivers this
year? He should
get
benched.
Right. He's awful. Philip Rivers, with these receivers, would be throwing 3 to 4 picks per game.
Philip Rivers has two very good running backs, and Eckler's a wide receiver.
Correct.
A very good tight end. Keenan Allen, one of the better wide receivers still in the game, and the kid, Williams, the kid from Clemson, who's has his drops, but still, big weapon. If you took Brady and he had those weapons, he'd be a lot better. Philip Rivers is a bad example.
But this is what we're doing. I mean, if you listen to watch any of these shows nationally, it's stupidity week. And they're looking at it and saying,
no, it's I told you so, jump on board, fall guy.
He's old, he's 42, he's falling apart. Hey, I think his elbow was hurt because he's not throwing the ball deep, really? He's throwing the ball deep. It's just nobody there. And that's not necessarily his fault. Here's John and Weymouth next up here on OMF. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. What's up? We're so used to seeing Brady make ordinary receivers, David Givens, Kembrell Tompkins look a lot better than they are. That's why we're so frustrated. I mean, last night I was screaming at the TV when I think it was Harry when he was waving go, and I'm yelling run. You know, and I'm like, why do you stop?
Can we say this? So here's the thing: David Givens wasn't an average receiver.
No, he was not.
Deion Branch was not an average receiver.
No.
They were when they were younger, but they're not all pros, but they're highly respected. You know, productive wide receivers. Now, Givens left, went to Tennessee.
Well, do you remember when
he got hurt? So different.
Do you remember when Deion came back here and there was no Randy Moss and he was the replacement for Randy Moss?
He figured
it out instantly.
The communication was there. David Givens wasn't an average receiver. Big, physical, reliable, caught everything, could block.
I liked him.
I mean, I don't know. I don't see that. What we realized, you didn't know the name. People didn't recognize who they were. But as they grew, you're like, wow. They're not all pros, so they have to be just okay. But they weren't. They were better than that. Both of them signed big deals once they left.
Can't Brady just say, okay, this is it. We're staying here till we get it right. Now, I don't know if he's doing that.
Where? Staying where?
At practice.
Nobody's
You're not leaving.
Understand it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. As long as they don't have a team meeting, I'm okay.
Yeah, no team
I'm okay with everything. No
I
team
don't
meeting.
Want a team it, meeting. It is... To me, you know, you talk about personnel, and I get it. It is, and I think it has been the last 2 years. I know last year they won the Super Bowl because, you know, their running game, their offensive line was healthy, tight end, fullback, and then the offseason happened, and I know there was some injuries with Andrews and Devlin might have affected it, but the tight end never changed. Never changed at all. And, you know, as an older quarterback, you shouldn't put this much on Tom. You shouldn't. You know, I listen again. I think he's lost his patience in his old age, and I think that happens with most people. But you look at who's this other old quarterback in this league? Drew Brees. He's the best wide receiver in football. He's got a 3-down running back. You know, Alvin Kamara, a great weapon who was actually on the field all 3 downs. They went out and signed a very good veteran tight end to go with him. They got guys like, you know, Teddy Ginn there as well.
He's got a backup quarterback that they use in the offense.
Yeah, they've surrounded him with very good weapons.
Right.
And Bill has asked, or Caserio, whoever the hell you want to put it on, has asked Tom, as he's getting older, to work harder than he's ever had. And it ain't working. I mean, again, the tight end position, I know we talked about it. Maybe we didn't talk about it enough. You could talk about the injuries, the offensive line, wide receivers in and out. This was their plan. Ben Watson, Lacoste, and Izzo. This was it. It's mind-blowing in how it affects everything. What, that one seam pass that Ben Watson calls like the first one or whoever the hell caught that pass? They don't see that play. That's just gone. They can't block worth a damn. It has crushed their running game.
That wasn't a problem
it
yesterday,
It is amazing.
Though. I don't think the offensive line blocking was an
tight
issue
ends.
In yesterday's
Talking
game.
About tight ends.
Yeah,
how bad they are.
Yeah, but they were fine yesterday. Okay. I do not
tight
believe
ends
that
are
was
good.
An issue.
My bad.
There's
tight
a couple
awesome.
Things that stand out.
Tight
so
ends suck.
They're just, again. It's
they're
new,
awful.
It's, I
and think this
it's,
was their plan.
It's a Newhouse effect. A terrible plan. Didn't work. Backfired majorly.
Yes.
And to think that you didn't even have Ben for the first 4 games. So when there's 2 things. So Brady holding on the ball for a long period of time. Well, they're rushing 4. They're stunting, but he's got lots of time. But they're playing zone and coverage.
Right.
He's waiting for somebody to come open. They don't come open. What are you supposed to do? Blitzing. So if you're bad against the blitz, 2 things happen. But really, the most important thing, guys don't identify where they're supposed to go, and they just don't. They flat out just can't get open. They panic. They pause. They slow down. They're not definitive on what they're going to do. So there's a lot of indecision. And there's, well, hell, I don't know what he's doing. I can't throw a pick right now. I mean, this is crazy. So you eat the ball or you throw it away. Or you throw it in such a tough position that only your guy can catch it, and 90% of the time he won't because it's a tough catch.
I've been saying this for weeks, and that, I think, is the problem. The one thing we were not sure of, was it offensive line problem or was it receiver problem? And, Lou, I thought the offensive line gave him plenty of protection. He had more time than any game this season back there. It's a receiver problem, more so than the offensive line.
Are we talking about a single game, or are we looking back at 12 games?
No,
I would agree. Last game,
it wasn't
an offensive line and pass protection problem. Quite frankly, pass protection, they've been actually graded out pretty well all year long. They can't run block, and their tight ends suck.
No, they didn't. They were not grading out well on the left tackle. I think Isaiah Wynn has shored that up on the left side. If anything, Cannon was the one guy you had a problem with yesterday, and it was probably because of the illness. Because even when the third string center came in, I thought he was fine. I don't think that was an issue. The issue is receivers. If they can't get open with zone defense, there's something wrong here. If Brady's got 3.4 seconds back there in the pocket, so the offensive line is giving him the protection. They're playing in Houston's playing in a zone defense, and you can't get anybody open. Who's that on?
It's just it's every single aspect. It's every single aspect. So you're looking for identity. You're looking for this team to turn into what it was last year. Just the opposite. So Baltimore is you from last year. They're getting stronger. They're getting they know who they are. They're comfortable in their own skin. I would even say Kansas City. Their defense is getting stronger. Is getting better.
Their offense is getting stronger too.
And their offense,
their quarterback's
getting
healthy.
Okay, he's healthy. There's no effects.
Right.
And I would sit there, and if you want to really start comparing it, you have all these weapons for Kansas City. Take those guys out. Take them out.
You did.
Take them out and
early
then see what it looks like.
Well, you did early in the year.
It's going to look terrible.
Well, it was weird. This guy, McCall Hardman, right?
Right.
Rookie. Yep. Really strange how he's like really helped them.
Well, he's quick.
Rookie.
Like Hill. So he gives you some of that speed factor.
Robinson was another one.
Yep.
Sammy Watkins.
Yep.
DeAndre.
Was another
who was it? Robinson for DeAnthony?
No, DeAndre, right?
DeMarcus.
DeMarcus.
Well,
whatever.
Right?
Some
D something.
DeMarcus, I believe.
So I'm just saying, when you had, your running backs were beat up
Robinson.
And you had no Tyreek Hill, he sat there and said, you know what? All right, I'm going to need a rookie. I'm going to throw it to him. He might make a few mistakes, but without Tyreek, I need somebody. And he used him, and he was very successful. And now when you get Tyreek Hill back, now you got another guy, and Hardman back there as well. And you're like, wow, we're that much better. We're that much stronger. It is not just freaking, one mistake and the guy is done. I mean, that is extremely short-sighted.
They got four games to fix this, and when you look at it, you can understand.
How can you fix it if you just say you're done with guys?
Let me finish. And if you can understand, therefore, the frustration of Tom Brady. Only four games to fix it. You're through 12. Do you think Tom Brady, with the frustration he's shown in the last few weeks, do you think Tom Brady feels optimistic or positive that they're going to be able to fix it?
You know what it feels like? When you say they have 4 weeks to fix it, it reminds me of that old show, Extreme Home Makeover. They'd have a week to turn to basically build a home, and they're always up against some deadline. And
they have a weekend, and they lie.
And then they just,
they lie.
Well, they just, and then at the end, they just start throwing tile, and nothing, hardens, and there's concrete still wet, and they go, hey, here's your new home.
They lie.
Hey, we fixed it.
Six
the lights
weeks.
Don't work. But it looks great.
Yeah.
So you got 4 weeks to fix it. Do you really think it's going to get better?
No.
It's actually getting worse.
But that's why Brady is so frustrated. He looks at where they are in the calendar, and he can't see the answer. So how does anybody else who's watching these games going to feel optimistic that you're going to be able to fix it? Tom Brady's not.
I'd rather have my leader a little more optimistic. We can be negative all we want. But with him, no, I don't want that vibe. And quite frankly, that's the vibe he's played off the last 3 weeks.
So you want
him
to be a BS artist and get up there and just say, everything's great. Everything's wonderful.
Yeah, Glenn, that's what people do. That's what leaders do. Even if things aren't good. About Tom Brady, all about positivity in his life, right? Push the negative world out. For the last 3 weeks, he sounds like the most negative guy, like somebody kicked his dog. What happened to the positive Tom Brady? We'll figure it out.
You'll get
These guys are worried. We'll figure it out. Where is that?
You'll get it Wednesday night on the E! Network.
Yeah, I guess so.
On the E! Network.
That's
Wednesday
what I'd rather
night.
See.
All right, we take a quick break. We're right back to the phone calls. Bill Belichick will join us in 2 hours at 5:30. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Brady, empty backfield again. 3 receivers left. Now Edelman in motion from left to right, shifting the balance to 3 receivers to the right. Brady to throw, floats it left side, intercepted, picked off by Bradley Roby at the 20, veers left to the 10 and dives down at the New England 6. First and goal Texans as Bradley Roby gets his first interception of the year, and what a time for it for Houston.
I'm not exactly sure that I haven't looked at it on film. I gotta look at it on film first.
Did it feel as if he went through you? Did it feel as if you could have been a little stronger on that ball?
Not sure, I haven't watched it on film yet. I gotta watch it first.
What'd it feel like?
I guess I could have just used my body more, but like I said, I haven't watched it on film yet. I gotta see it first.
There you go. Nikhil Harry with a nice follow-up by Curran.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
What did it feel like?
Well, I don't know. I know you don't know. You don't commit to anything. We're not going to hold you up to it. No, but what did it feel like? The fact is, he knows exactly what happened. You know those little tablets? Those little blue things?
Microsoft.
Yes. The Microsoft tablet, right? Let's make sure we give them a shout-out.
Surface.
The play's right there. Surface, whatever the hell it is. Okay, forget Microsoft. Oh, jeez. Well, that came out of nowhere.
Davio's burp.
Oh, that Davio's. Nothing like a Davio's burp, right?
What do you feel?
Tastes just as good the second time.
Burp.
Tastes just as good coming out as it does going in. All right. They're looking at the play. Because the first thing I would do, I'd go to the sideline. Let me see the tablet. What did I do wrong? Hey, rookie, come over here. Come sit by me. I'm Brady. Hey, what are you doing? What the hell? Where's Joe Judge? Well, he's getting the punt team ready.
Yeah.
Getting the punt return
Where's my
team
coach?
Ready.
He's getting making sure that Matthew Slater's all set.
Yeah. Okay. He knows he ran a crappy route. I would just say, just learn to own it, right? You don't need to look at the film. You just watch the film.
So let me ask you,
Microsoft Surface.
You guys
tablet.
Sort of like laughed off the whole like the pressure and Tom sitting on their neck. You think he goes out, say, next Sunday against Kansas City and plays with kind of like the freedom to go out there and not think and play fast? Or do you think he's playing still more robotic because he's afraid, because if he knows if he messes up again, he's done again?
Oh, I'm sorry. If it's that's on him, then, if that's the case.
No, but that's reality.
You're
first
probably right. Yeah, he's probably freaking out.
You're first round draft pick.
Well, you're a rookie. Stop it.
So?
What do you mean, so?
So?
The guy's learning to play in the league, so what? He's trying to play free. He's trying to play. He's trying to search for confidence, prove he can play in this game.
I see a
and
lot of rookies
do well. And he made a mistake, and he's done. Okay, now so next week, you think he's going to go out there and just play free, fast, relaxed, and not go out there and actually look like he's physically thinking?
Let me ask you this, Luke. Do you really believe, because you were talking earlier about practice, do you really believe this is the first time he runs the wrong route or he doesn't get his body in position to prevent the pick? Or do you think maybe he's doing the exact same stuff in practice and Brady's seeing it every single day?
So he is, Dorsett is, Sanu is, and Myers is. All four of them. They're all
idiots. I
wouldn't
put Sanu in that category quite
yet. I would.
Why? He was injured. He didn't play last week.
Yeah, maybe I'll give him the ankle thing. I don't think he's very smart either.
Okay. Well, you don't know that.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
All right.
I don't think he's that good. I think he's like, they got a veteran guy to because they needed a body. And that's what they get. They get a guy that's been a number three wide receiver.
That's what he is.
On every team he's ever played on. And by the way, he's been a number three because he's had one of the best wide receivers on the opposite side of him to help.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's a number three.
Right.
I give you it. It's not Antonio Brown.
He's just a body.
Right. Right. But you don't think that Brady is – you think Brady is suddenly just getting frustrated because out of nowhere, these three guys are just screwing up. Out of nowhere.
No. Is he being patient enough with them? To try to get through it, say, listen,
oh my God.
You got it. This has to click.
God, you want
a
babysitter?
You guys have
here.
No, it's not a babysitter, Glenn. It's a reality. You got to stick around with kids. You got to make adjustments. You got to try to figure out what clicks with these guys, and so they don't go into their shell. Right now, it looks like they're done. Like Philip Dorsett, you think he feels good when he sees I'm done with
he
him?
He came back.
It?
Hold on. He came back and made. Here's the thing. They all came back and made big plays.
Not Nikhil Harry.
Well, no, he was MIA. They banished him.
It was the
Siberia.
For the rest of the game. Right.
Okay, so they should have. So, but Dorsett came
they
back.
Should have.
No, they should have.
Should have played him.
He's too much of a liability. He can't. You can't.
They
so
can't
you
afford.
Want to get it? I keep saying trust, but the fact is that he's a liability.
In the red zone, he trusted him a game ago.
And then what happened? So he makes a great catch, and he makes three crappy ones.
Take the good with the bad.
I know, but he's got to start building up some equity.
Yeah,
he has none. Jacoby Myers.
It's tough when you make a mistake and you're done.
Has built it up, okay? And I totally understand why they won't play him. And here's the other thing. Go back and look at the history of this organization and how they view fumbling, guys that can't run the right route, guys that drop the ball, guys
security.
That fumble the ball after they catch the ball. It just they look at their team and what they're good at and what it takes for them to win. They know that if they turn the ball over, they're already inept offensively. So, God forbid we put our defense in another precarious position and, hey, guys, bail us out again.
They
can't do it.
I've been saying this for
weeks. They'd rather just punt.
They have no margin.
Remember
for
the thing we had just talked about?
Sorry,
Glenn.
They'd
rather punt and turn it over.
They have no margin for error. And Brady knows that. So Brady can't afford to put the ball on the carpet to have somebody get picked off. And he's done it numerous times this year because he forced it into guys in the red zone. He can't afford to do that because they can't score enough. Kansas City can afford to do it. Baltimore can afford to do it. Right? He can't. And that's what he's looking at.
I have a tough time blaming, like, early in the year, those, 3 weeks in a row we threw picks in the red zone. On the young wide receivers and not putting any blame on Tom.
I think that was part of it.
So Tom's been great. That's good. Okay.
I think it is part of it.
Tom's been great.
I do.
Yeah, best, probably best year of his career.
Top five.
I would agree. Top five.
I wouldn't go top five. He's going top five.
No, none of it's his fault.
Jason's in New Hampshire. Next up here on OMF. What do you got, Jason?
Hey.
Oh.
Part of the problem is they need. Yeah, let me talk, Glenn. You talk all afternoon. You cut everyone off.
That's his job, by the way. So just saying.
Good for you.
When people call in and they yell at you, Glenn, even though I hate it also, but it's kind of what you do for a living.
Jason, that's what I'm supposed to do. Move the show along.
Jason,
okay?
I like your approach. Well,
you have 30 seconds to say something intelligent or you're gone.
Right. The offense is too complicated. They need to dumb it down. They can never integrate these young receivers in. That's on Brady. That's on McDaniel. They need to. All these other teams, good teams and bad, they integrate the young, and they have good. They have good first seasons. I look at Pittsburgh. I look at Denver with Gallup. Sutton, Dallas with Gallup, Washington with McLaurin. I can go on and on with 10, 12 receivers that these guys will get integrated into the offense and be good pieces.
All right, let me answer that. First of all, Washington could do it because they're not winning any games.
Good call.
And there's nothing.
Okay. 30 seconds.
You don't have to worry about winning the games. Let me finish. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. You said. Okay.
Good.
I'm letting him go.
No, hold on. Hey, how about this?
He's right.
Maybe Deebo Samuel's a better player.
Maybe.
How about it? Can be as simple as that. He's just better than N'Keal Harry.
But I'm sorry, Christian. When
all right, so Bill's just, bad at the draft.
He's the second person.
Maybe. Maybe that was a bad pick.
Same with Sony Michel.
He's okay. The second person to call up today and talk about the system being too complicated. We are talking about simple signals, visual signals on two plays yesterday, all right, in which the player did the opposite thing, did the wrong thing. That's not complicated. That is simple ABC football. That's simple. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. We're not talking about a complicated system in which, oh, my God, I was supposed to look there. Where's the safety? Is he coming up? No. These are little simples, a little gun. He fires a little gun. That's simple. Double move.
So he's got the stupidest wide receivers in the league.
Maybe.
All right.
I mean, Christian brought that up earlier. You might be right. It may be dumb. Pete's in a car. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Pete.
So I think really the blame needs to be spread all around. Number one is you had an offense that was predicated on having a great tight end. And we didn't even go ahead and make a move to go ahead and bring somebody who was even, you know, a quarter serviceable of what Gronk meant to this offense, number one. Number two is there was a point in Brady's career where the best wide receiver was the open wide receiver. He's gone away from that. And I get this trust issues. But you know what? These guys have been put in a position where, and I get they're professionals, but, you know, they're put in positions where they need to go ahead and make plays. And unfortunately, they didn't have the time to sit behind a really good wide receiver to kind of learn this offense, maybe get some tips, so on and so forth. They're thrown right into the mix. I don't expect these guys to be, you know, on point all the time. When it comes to these signals, that's something they should pick up. But, you know, as far as everything else, it's like there's a learning curve. And with Harry coming back, and he's only been playing for the last 3 weeks, you know, I don't expect him to pick it up. These guys, like I said, they've been thrown into it.
It's too much.
Yeah. And I hate that. And I love Tom Brady. But at the other, at the same point, like, Tom had a chance to sit behind Drew. These guys are just thrown into the mix.
Well, yeah, listen, they are asking too much. I mean, the tight end position is still mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yes. Like, and I would just say that's the biggest failure. If you're looking at and ranking the failures of this team, that's the number one on the board. And I still believe that they thought that Gronk was pushing for a new deal with guaranteed money, and they did not believe him, and therefore they did not go and replace him because they needed that money to do something with him. I don't think they believed him, and I think that's one reason they've never had a press conference down here to announce his retirement, because they didn't believe him. He bluffed them the year before. That's when they were threatening to trade him to Detroit, and a year later they thought he was playing the same game on him. They didn't believe him.
I don't know if that's it.
Why wouldn't you go and replace him? You're not going to get him, but why would you replace him?
How about
this?
Guys were talking about retiring for 2 years. If you didn't believe him, shame on you.
Is there some arrogance involved with thinking, hey, we can find somebody to get by and still be competitive and even more so win the division?
How's that working out for them?
No. So I'm answering you.
By the way, the division is in jeopardy here.
It is. Is arrogance part of the discussion here?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, why would it not be? Hey, we've done it in the past.
Christian,
do it again.
You showed up in camp with no tight ends, okay? Lacoste, Izzo, and Ben Watson missing the first four games. And you were relying on Edelman, Dorsett, and N'Keal Harry. That's what you had when you walked into camp. You found Myers. You got a gift from God when Josh Gordon was reinstated. And then Antonio's doing something on the left coast he had no clue could possibly happen. But you went into the regular season with your tight end group of Ben Watson, Lacoste, and Izzo. And your wide receiving group was Edelman, N'Keal Harry, and Philip Dorsett. That's going into a football season. That wasn't week 10 because of injuries. This is what you're left with. That's what your plan was. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I think the tight end is probably the number one biggest failure they've had in the offseason. Dan's in Nashua, New Hampshire. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. Let me just get you off speaker real quick.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going? Cool.
Good. What's up?
Quick question. See what you guys think about it. You know, last night's game wasn't really close, but I felt like there was a turning point. That fourth and one or fourth and short they had.
Fourth and less than one.
You're talking about the third quarter?
Yeah.
Fourth and inches instead of the screen.
I think they only had one, right?
Yeah.
I was just shocked that they didn't run the ball on that play.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Because the running game.
I wasn't.
What's that?
Quarterback sneak?
Matter of fact, they couldn't because they loaded up the box. There was no room.
They
okay?
always do.
I think
whenever it's fourth
here was
and
the
short,
failure.
They always load up the box.
Here was the failure. Sanu's got to make that catch. That
pass
was right there.
And by the way,
it was pass interference, but you're not going to challenge that because you don't get
that
return.
The failure was the play before. Get to the sticks. Dorsett had one, too, on the sideline, too, that was a second down pass that he went out of bounds a half a yard short. Sanu catches that ball. He reached the damn ball over. The instincts, they have to be the stupidest wide receiving groups you've ever seen.
So, to me, that's what just drives me crazy is that when you start looking at who's to blame, think about everything that Brady has to overcome or make up for, right? So this guy runs the wrong route. This guy does that. He gets him in the right play. You're dealing with these – you only don't have a lot of options as far as play calling. You get the right call. You go for him fourth and one. You throw the right pass. It's accurate. He drops it.
But didn't you guys feel like the running game was, like, in pretty good shape yesterday?
Not really.
In the beginning, I felt like it was.
First drive. They ran
the
ball
Look at the averages. Right after that happened, I looked. I mean, I don't have access to it right now because I'm driving, but I looked at the average yards per carry for like Michelle and Burkhead, and they were up there, 4+ per carry. So
But Burkhead didn't run much.
White had a big run.
It was big runs, 32-yard run by James White.
That was later.
There were a couple of long runs that exaggerated.
The first drive, Michelle ran 6 carries for 34 yards.
Now, Edelman lost 7 yards on a run. They would have had over 150 yards, which you look at it and say, okay.
Yeah, but that was garbage.
But it was, right. But I was just going to say that. Most of it came late in the game, especially with James White, and it's a little bit deceiving. They were unable to establish that run to constantly move the chains. And I think that was the problem on that fourth and inches. They didn't trust the run.
No.
They ran the perfect play. Sanu's got to hold on to the ball.
I mean, if you didn't watch that game, you'd sit there and just say, well, I mean, they only lost by 6. Well, whatever, 8, you know. Oh, and Brady actually threw over 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. Right. If you didn't watch it, Edelman is great and White was great. About 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter, Tom Brady at that point was 9 for 25 for 90 yards. And James White had one reception for 4 yards halfway through the third.
All right,
it was all garbage offense.
617-779-7937 is our phone number. So if you thought there was a sliver of a chance that maybe Antonio Brown would come back, you can forget about it. Can't help himself. We'll get to it coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.